from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahra Nalush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It's seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggested the airstrike had killed Alush was carried out by Russian planes. Just days after launching a major assault on Ramadi, Iraqi forces think they're close to recapturing the city from the Islamic State. Government troops have consolidated their positions, fighting their way deep into the IS stronghold for a final push on Ramadi. One of the members of the Iraqi counterterrorism team unit thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was captured by the Islamic State in May. It was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which was watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq since 2014 and later Syria as well. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100, injuring many others. That fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their gas cooking containers. This is VOA News. Authorities in Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days to December the 30th. Katarina Hoya has more now from the capital, Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We're trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katarina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
Strong earthquakes shook parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, rattling buildings, forcing sleeping residents out of their homes. More than 30 people were injured as houses or walls collapsed in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar, a total of 41 people taken to local hospitals. Magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in Tajikistan near the Afghan border, lasting for 59 seconds. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan on Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan's foreign secretary, who attended the meeting, said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts. While in Afghanistan earlier on Friday, Modi addressed Afghan lawmakers.
When Afghanistan becomes a haven of peace and a hub for the flow of ideas, commerce, energy, and investment, in the region, we will all prosper together. That is why I hope that Pakistan will become a bridge between South Asia and Afghanistan and beyond.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. Islamabad, that is dismissing this impression, and Modi on Friday also tried to allay those fears. You can get more on these stories and the rest of the hour's news at our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.